And guess what? We are here. Welcome to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland with a few little time tracking issues here, but we are going to be also tracking some wonderful music, and we'll be hearing about it from performers and, in one case, a composer, too, as the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society is back in full force for this part of the year. And my guests today, members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, they are pianist Jeffrey Sykes and violinist Axel Strauss, and also with us a composer whose work they have commissioned, and that's John Wineglass. Welcome, one and all.
Thanks, thanks, Norm, for having us here.
You have a concert tonight, is that right?
Yes, we have a concert tonight. Axel and I are playing the opening concert of our 32nd season called Quintuple Axel. And it features, it's five pieces that Axel and I are playing together, together with little snippets of conversation that Stephanie Jutt and I will be having with Axel in the Hamel Music Center at 7:30 tonight.
Which is a wonderful place right in Madison to perform that new environment there. And this is part of a whole... I'm going to call it a summer season, for lack of a better term, that the Bach Dancing Dynamite Society is undertaking.
That's what I would call it, too, our summer season. This is, as I said, our 32nd season, and it's entitled Off the Cuff. You know, we come up with titles for everything, something fun that we love to do. And this was in celebration of the spontaneity of great music and great music making. You know, there's so much that happens in the moment that really defines a great performance, and that's what we decided we would celebrate this season.
And we'll have some, well, spontaneous in the sense of live music shortly, and you and Axel are going to be playing this piece by Ravel. And Axel, what are you going to be bringing to this blues movement?
The blues, the famous blues movement from the Ravel Violin Sonata, yes. This sonata was written in the 1920s, and Ravel at the time, well, there were quite a few blues bands performing in Paris at the time, and Ravel was a huge fan. He was also a huge fan of Gershwin's. In fact, Gershwin wanted to take lessons with Ravel. And there's this famous story where Ravel asked him, "Well, Mr. Gershwin, tell me, how much money did you make last year?"
$100,000 in the 1920s.
Yes. Wow. Exactly. And so he said, "Well, maybe I should be taking lessons with you." But no, this blues movement is typical for Ravel's incredible creativity and knack for sound colors. He imitates various instruments from the blues band, starting with a banjo. There is a trombone. There is, soprano, saxophone, drums, bass drum. I mean, it's like everything you could imagine in a blues band is in this piece, and he does it with only violin and piano. So,
all right,
it's fabulous movement. Yeah.
So Axel Strauss and Jeffrey Sykes with the blues movement from the Violin Sonata by Maurice Ravel.
Thank you.
I like those blue notes, not to mention the tricky shifting rhythms, too. That was the blues movement from the Violin Sonata by Maurice Ravel, played live in our Buck studio this Friday afternoon by pianist Jeffrey Sykes and the violinist Axel Strauss, members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And that whole sonata is on the program tonight?
We're doing the last two movements.
Last two movements tonight?
Yeah.
At the Hamel Music Center. And before we forget, you can find out about all of these concerts with the catchy names and all from the website.
From the website, bachdancing.org.
And now we're going to hear from a composer that we have in our ranks here in our studio, John Weinglass. And the Bach Dancing Dynamite Society has commissioned a work from him. And how did that come about, John? Welcome, by the way, to the midday.
Hi. Good to be here. Stephanie actually came to me. She's former artistic director here, and she was concertmaster with the Fresno Phil. They did a piece of mine called Alone Together, and then we started, went out to dinner with the maestra, and this was born. She said she wanted to commission a work for me with four other festivals involved as well. And so here we are, premiering this weekend.
So we'll look forward to that also. In the meantime, though, we have a couple of your many works that have been recorded and are out there in one form or another, including a setting of a Scottish tune.
Right. Well, I live in Monterey, and I'm about 30, 40 minutes from Santa Cruz, and I used to go up to Santa Cruz, Half Moon Bay, and I used to run by this sign that said Bonnie Doon. I'm like, that's like a Scottish, you know, deal. And apparently a Scotsman who was a logger who actually named the town where there was a lot of logging happening. And so I went and spent some time up there to Santa Cruz Symphony Commission to work for me, and that was my subject title.
And you put quite a spin on this this old Scottish tune,
yes.
Bonnie Doon. Bonny Doon it is, and inspired by, who would have guessed it, just a sign outside a place of business in Monterey, California. The work of one of our guests today, composer John Wineglass, who has written a lot for film and also for TV, and, well, I guess what would be called straight classical works also.
Yes.
And that was commissioned by Stephanie Sanambrogio for the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And that is the piece that we're going to be, that we have referenced. We won't get to hear it today, but you can hear it during the upcoming concert by
you
the BDDS.
You can hear it in the upcoming concert. You can hear it on Saturday night, this Saturday night at the Collins Theater in the Hamel Music Center, 7:30 p.m. John's piece, it's fantastic. People have had a, we premiered it last night, actually, in Green Lake, and people had a very strong emotional reaction to it. John writes new music that is both challenging and very listenable at the same time, and it connects with people very directly. So we're really pleased with this work. It's just really wonderful to play.
Well, here's another sample that we do have, and it's called Portraits of a Theme, Overture Number 1, yes. Which is, you know, we hear variations on a theme all the time, but not Portraits of a Theme.
Yeah, this is actually derived off a television show I ghostwrote it for called Smallville, which is
sure.
The history of Superman before he became Superman. And so you'll hear inklings of that in this score.
Thank you.
of a theme, Overture Number 1, the music that composer John Wineglass wrote for Smallville, the Superman backstory series.
Yes.
For TV. And that's the first time you've heard it. Is that really true?
That performance, yes, with the Seattle.
I was going to say, I would hope you'd have heard it somewhere before that. But yeah, great stuff. And as a composer for film, a lot of film in particular, do you have, let's say, a mentor? Do you have a film composer that you think, yeah, that, you know, that's where it, I want to start?
Yeah, I mean, well, Della Gioia, who I studied with, he was at Juilliard, his father and him, Justin, are huge mentors, Justin in particular. Ennio Morricone, you know.
That's a good one.
Ravel.
True.
You know, yeah. Just amazing, amazing mentors over, you know, some alive and not, so.
Well, it's been great having you on the Midday today, and I'm sure the audiences of your commissioned work for the Bach Dancing Dynamite Society are going to be enjoying that too, based on what we've heard so far about you and your music. And it's been a pleasure having you, John Wineglass and Jeffrey Siegel and Axel Strauss, all from the BDDS, with us today. And we'll be hearing more from you and about you, of course. And one more time, let's see, the website is, Jeffrey?
BachDancing.org.
That's simple enough. Okay, bachdancing.org. Great. Well, thanks for coming by the Midday today and sharing your music.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Norm.
Thanks for having us, Norm.
Pleasure having you, Axel. And we'll have a quiz question for you right after this here on WPR.